Hey there, contrarians, it's Cody. I'm excited you're here. This one is a special one to me. It's about a conversation I had with one of my almost billionaires. I don't know, I haven't asked to see his exact net worth statement, but his secret to wealth building and the secret that led to billions. Are you guys ready to dive in? Also, if you guys haven't checked it, this is the last week before Contrarian Cashflow. Our premium membership goes up in price significantly to make sure that we have awesome people in there. So go check it out. If you haven't yet, the link is in here. Okay. Naval said, a contrarian isn't one who always objects. That's a conformist of a different sort. A contrarian reasons independently from the ground up and resists pressure to conform. So I sat down across from one of my friends, the youngest almost billionaire I know, whom you'll be hard-pressed to find on the internet. We have a habit of late nights, good wine, and tough questions about the world around us. If I've realized one thing in life, it is that more than anything, you need to cultivate who you bring into your life. And when the special ones call, you need to show up. That's what I do every time this friend calls. And this night, he told me something that certainly changed my life. But first, a contrarian thought. Have you watched the news lately and smelled something fishy? Have you listened to politicians and thought they can't be serious? Have you wondered at some of the happenings in the world and thought, man, the echoes from that are a bit scary? Am I the only one seeing this? And really, I can't be right, because then what are we going to do about it? I certainly have. That is why this post came to me today, because perhaps more than anything, we need to build our bank accounts to start thinking more about how to civilize our minds right alongside it. After all, civility is greater than civil war. Okay, so lessons from an almost billionaire. One night in particular, I was speaking to him about how he had made his massive fortune. I sat digging into frameworks, ideas, looking for things to replicate and lessons to learn. The simplicity of his reply surprised me. He said, I train my brain to perform one task incredibly well, one task alone, to never conform. I took that in for a moment. He believes his wealth comes from his ability to reason independently. Interesting. He doesn't know it, but that conversation started contrarian thinking. As the light continued to fade and the wine flowed, we talked about how every thought that's in his head must compete for the title of being right. That training your brain to become an unbiased boxing ring where the ideas punch and jab until one falls is the work of a lifetime. All he works on is building and bettering the ring, then letting the chips fall where they may. The formula seems to go like this, and excuse his words put into my framework. Any mistakes are definitely mine. Let's call it the funnel to nonconformity. Become a funnel for ideas. Let ideas fight based on merit, not emotion. Find the courage to act in nonconformity, and you'll get opportunities others never see or are too scared to act upon. As he says it, an uncrowded market leads to outsized returns in life, happiness, and wealth. So I sat, my eyes downcast into my wine, thinking about how can one build a ring of reasoning? And this is what I came up with. I hope it serves you. I think in this world today, the most powerful thing you can be is a contrarian. May I implore you, do not let your ability to question be lost in the tides of political correctness. Let's get to our ring of reasoning. Never conforming, always questioning, a path to becoming a contrarian. To never let others plant ideas in your mind that aren't vetted, a way to becoming truly sovereign. Number one, don't believe in anger. Anger is useful in physical fights, but a killer of logic. It's a trick of the mind pushing you into a fight or flight. Let me tell you what you can't do well when you're fighting or flighting. Think. Remove your anger before you remove a situation. Number two, the controversy and conformity conundrum. There is a spectrum where controversies and conformity sit on two ends of the line. The more you conform, the less controversial you'll be. And yet, most of the wins in life land on the edge of controversy. Choose your controversy wisely, but choose it. Oatmeal will never get a Michelin star. Number three, reading as a diet. Be careful what you read. It becomes the way you think. Words are heard, then internalized, then repeated, and then habituated. Curate what you let into your brain as you do with your body. Number four, ideas strongly stated and loosely held. Having a strong opinion is the mark of intellect, but having the ability to change it is the mark of true intelligence. Only politicians hold one stance forever for fear of flip-flopping. We mortals do better to constantly experiment and evolve. Number five, share your MVPs. Every time you produce a product or idea, more come back tenfold. So don't make it perfect, make it done, then let the market decide. Number six, Warren Buffett doesn't optimize. Wake up at 5 a.m., meditate, work out, drink 72 ounces of chloride water, and stand upside down. Okay. Or do none of those things and instead focus on thinking clearly, intently, and strategically before you pull any triggers. Number 7, boredom as a superpower. The best ideas need breathing room. They're a flower stretching for the sun. Clutter them with meetings, pick my brain sessions, coffee dates, and watch them die. Instead, he clears his schedule every morning with no calls prior to 10 a.m. I do the same, paired with 2 no-call days a week. Boredom equals sunlight. Number 8, numbers are greater than narrative. Anytime something is common practice, check if it's common sense. Return to the very first principle there is, 1 + 1 = 2. Numbers are often terrible liars. Number 9, can you explain it to grandma? Take that shiny new idea in your head and go explain it to your grandma. Can you take the complex and make it simple? If not, you don't know enough. Strong beliefs paired with little knowledge is a dangerous spot to operate. Number 10, every new learning is a little death. Your skin regenerates itself every 72 days completely. Your ideas need an equal level of velocity and regeneration. Challenge the old ideas and let them be reborn into something better. Number 11, the toleration challenge. What if your intellect is measured by how much truth you can tolerate? Can you be told you're wrong and that dress makes you look fat and you're getting older and he's smarter than you and take them all in stride? The truth shall set you free. It's the truth. Number 12, trust the process. There are no shortcuts. Shortcuts and get-rich-quick schemes will get you lost. Forget the outcome, focus on the process, and watch your destination appear. Number 13, never forget failures. He keeps a collection of old failures on a wall for all to see. Most people hang medals. He reminds himself of scars gotten and mistakes mishandled. It keeps you honest. Number 14, the gift of dissent. Sycophants, yes men, will kill you faster than dissent. Surround yourself with unruly individuals who make you stand your ground or berate you for not. Number 15, speak truth even when it hurts. You don't really hold an idea in your head until you can say it with your lips. Idea, word, action. Number 16, fluid intelligence acceleration. Fluid intelligence is the capacity to reason, make connections, solve problems, and consider abstract concepts. The fastest way to grow it, read widely and voraciously and continuously. As we come into the new year, as the world around us becomes more complex, as personal sovereignty and freedom are more important, we have to realize it starts with us. So he left me with 5 books in our last conversation to read and ponder. May they serve you too. One's The Sovereign Individual, Technology Colliding with the Nation State and What to Do About It. 2 is Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, Rewiring Your Brain for Positive Habits. 3 is Am I Being Too Subtle? A book about deal making and building empires. 4 is Economic Facts and Fallacies, the truth about our economy despite the narrative. 5 is Only the Paranoid Survive, Crisis Points in Business and How to Overcome Them. It is not the tactics of money making that truly matter. It is not me teaching you about buying boring businesses or about finding the right investment allocation. The most important thing you can do is to train your brain to seek the ideas that stand on their own 2 feet. It's the work of a lifetime, but the only one that stands the test of time. If this resonates with you, I might suggest a small path to learning, a deeper dive, and a rabbit hole to explore. I've yet to meet anyone, billionaires included, who didn't benefit from learning to take ideas and hold them up to trial in their mind. Your decision-making is what makes you different from a monkey. If you grow any muscle, make it that one. So here's a little masterclass on contrarian thinking with books I'd recommend picking up the old school paper version of them. I find myself writing, underlining, and turning back to them again and again. Let's start with Letters to Young Contrarians, Christopher Hitchin, Fountainhead by Ayn Rand. My favorite is Atlas Shrugged, but it's a commitment. This one's shorter. The Almanac of Naval Ravikant by Eric Jorgensen, Man's Search for Himself, Rollo May, Dune. It's fiction, but read into the parts on training your mind. This quote is one I repeated to myself while summoning Mount Baker in a blizzard, when surfing, when I'm boxing, when things are scary. And the quote is this: I must not fear. Fear is the mind killer. Fear is the little death that brings total obliteration. I will face my fear. I will permit it to pass over me and through me. And when it has gone past, I will turn the inner eye to see its path. Where the fear has gone, there will be nothing. Only I will remain. Think differently, always, Cody. Until next week.